that show called Letter to Santa, which is the all-time classic, Is There a Santa Claus? Well, of course, there's always going to be a Santa Claus, and there always has been a Santa Claus. So with that, we'll have Wayne Rostad share a little bit about him with you. And then we'll follow with an all-time classic by Wayne himself called I Believe in Santa Claus. So with that, I'd like to welcome you all in and also mention that, yes, Santa will be coming teaching every one of us on Wednesday night. Welcome in, friends, to the second hour.
I think it's time to do a little recitation that I have grown particularly fond of over the years. And it's a recitation that was derived from a letter sent to a journalist in New York City. A young girl by the name of Virginia O'Hanlon wrote a letter to the editor of the New York Sun way back in September of 1897. And in it she said, I'm 8 years old, and some of my little friends say that there's no Santa Claus. Well, Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it is so. So please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Well, the man who responded to Virginia was veteran newsman Francis Farcellus Church. And his answer has since become one of history's most reprinted newspaper editorials, appearing in part or in whole in scores of languages, in movies, in books, and other editorials, on posters, and even on stamps. Here is the essence of his reply. Virginia, first I'd like to tell you that your little friends are wrong. You see, they don't believe in things unless you can see them. And that's kind of foolish. There are so many things in life that you can't see or you can't touch. And Santa Claus is one of them. But he exists as surely as love and devotion and beauty and joy exist. This would be a sorry old world if there wasn't a Santa Claus. So do your best to help your little friends find faith enough in their hearts to believe in old Santa, because without that faith, they're not getting nearly the kick out of life they're supposed to get, let alone putting half as much back into life as they're supposed to. You see, the world needs the faith of children, because without it, that eternal light, the light that burns only in the hearts of the young, would go out. Now, as you grow up, Virginia, you'll come to realize that the things you believe in your heart are a great deal more important than the things you can figure out in your mind. And in our hearts, Santa Claus is a very real thing in everybody's life. Oh, I know that nobody's probably never seen Santa Claus come down the chimney, but that doesn't prove anything. You see, there are lots of things that you can't see. Your mother's love, your father's love, but you know it's there. Virginia, let's do this. I want you to imagine there's a huge door in front of you, and behind that door are all the unseen wonders of the world. Now, brute strength couldn't break down that door. A charging army couldn't knock it down. A small bit of faith is the key to that door. And if you've got that, Virginia, that door will swing wide open for you, and you will behold the most beautiful things in life. Santa Claus lives behind that door, Virginia. So why don't you do this to help your friends understand? You tell them that Santa Claus lives forever, and that 1,000 years from now, 10,000 years from now, he will continue to live in the hearts of children throughout the world. No Santa Claus? That's like saying there'll be no more wishes or hopes or dreams. No matter what anyone tells you, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Virginia O'Hanlon died in 1971 at the age of 81. Until the day she died, you can bet she believed in Santa Claus. believe in Santa Claus. If a little thoughtfulness brings a lot of happiness, I believe in Santa Claus. Every year about this time, Santa comes to town. The world is like a rainbow that's scattered all around. Technicolor houses that are made with Christmas lights. Happy hearts rejoicing for it's Christmas night. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. If a little thoughtfulness brings a lot of happiness, then I believe in Santa Claus. Christmas spirit, faces all aglow, Christmas carols playing on the radio, eager hands wrapping gifts, carefully chosen all, everybody giving someone something that they love. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. If a little thoughtfulness brings a lot of happiness, I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. If a little thoughtfulness brings a lot of happiness, then I believe in Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
Well, yes, friends, you've guessed it. It's that time to welcome Santa's little helper, as she's known around the Woodlock Ranch. That's, of course, our beloved companion and furry mascot, Simbush the Wonder Husky, to our program, just in time to share a few Christmas favorites with y'all today. As we welcome Simbush, our beloved husky, to our program, we'd like to share a collection of songs all to do with animals, just like she is. With that mentioned, let's begin by hearing a classic by our beloved cowboy Santa Claus, of course, Gene Autry, and his all-time classic, Nine Little Reindeer. We'll then follow with a classic, another all-time favorite, that's going out to my beloved Mama Dawn today, and it's one of her favorite songs that Kitty Wells recorded, called Dasher with the Light Upon His Tail. And we'll wrap up this set of Simbush's weekly favorites and Christmas favorites with none other than a song we just recently discovered called Christopher the Christmas Seal, which has been recorded by none other than the mother of Lynn Anderson, Liz Anderson, singer-songwriter. With that, I would like to say good morning and also Merry Christmas, little girl. I love you and I hope Santa Paws is good to you on Wednesday night. Welcome and friends. Now here's our collection by Simbush, our Wonder Husky.
A long, long time ago, as all you folks should know, old Santa started loading up his sleigh. A smile upon his face, each reindeer took his place to bring the children joy on Christmas Day. With one little, two little, three little reindeer,
four little, five little, six little reindeer,
seven little, eight, yes, eight little reindeer pulling Santa's sleigh.
There's Dasher,
Dancer,
Prancer,
Vixen,
Comet,
Cupid,
Wander,
Blitzen.
But there's one little reindeer missing, Rudolph is his name. For a long, long time he had hitched up nine to make his Christmas ride. Now Rudolph's gone, he's so alone. Santa Claus sat down and cried with one little, two little, three little reindeer,
four little, five little, six little reindeer,
seven little, eight, yes, eight little reindeer pulling Santa's sleigh.
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
been a year since we've been here, and how the time it goes. Where have you been, my little friend?
Shining up my nose.
There's one little, two little, three little reindeer.
Four little, five little, six little reindeer.
Seven little, eight, yes, nine little reindeer pulling Santa's sleigh.
Peace on earth, goodwill to all.
And a very Merry Christmas Day.
Did you ever wonder how Santa gets his light to see when the moon is in the shadows or hidden behind the tree? Now we've all heard of Rudolph, how his nose lights up the trail, but I bet you never heard of Dasher with the light up on his tail. Oh, dash away, dash away, dash away, dash away, over hill and dale. With the light up on his tail, gliding on the rooftops, down the chimney. Everywhere old Santa goes, he gives him light to see. Dasher has a job to do before they hit each trail, following old Santa with the light.
It's Christopher the Christmas Seal. And he said, "Dear Santa, let me stay with your presents and Christmas wrap, and I want to help you pack your sleigh." Santa smiled at Christopher, said, "Now that's a deal. You can pack my sleigh," he said to Christopher the Christmas Seal. Clapping, he packs the toys in Santa's sleigh. Christmas presents and Christmas wrapping for kids to have on Christmas Day. When the sleigh is brimful up, then he shouts with zeal, "I sure do love Christmas time," shouts Christopher the Christmas Seal.
For Christmas, and you're listening to Way Back Country Christmas at CFRC 101.9 FM. Merry Christmas.
No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Yes, friends, once again, I would like to welcome you all back into the Way Back Country Christmas for this 2025 season. With that mentioned, Thursday coming up is Christmas, of course. And I would also like to share a collection of great talent that is mostly local talent. With that mentioned, I've gotten a lot of different songs submitted this year to our program, and also have come across a lot of songs as well. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to some of the Canadian talent here today with what we like to call the Great Canadian Northern Gems by Even Greater Canadian Northern Legends. With that mentioned, I would like to borrow a song taken off a special Olympics Cornwall, Ontario CD I recently picked up at our local thrift store in Cornwall. And from the Cornwall Police Service, there'll be a song taken off this old album called Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. Then we'll follow with our dear friends, the Plowboys, which are, of course, well-known and respected in the Kingston surrounding areas. They recently released a new single just in time for Christmas called I Caught My Baby on Santa's Knee. And we'll wrap up with another true legend among legends, and that is, of course, the Alberta Cowboy himself, Ian Tyson, and a song I would like to dedicate in loving memory of my late grandmother out west, Mabel, who passed away in February. This will be her first Christmas in heaven, so we'll pay tribute to her with an all-time classic by Ian Tyson, one of her favorite singers from out west, and a song called Silver Bell, which I also dedicated this one over the years to my grandmother out west as well. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in and say good morning to each and every one of you listening in on the Way Back Country Christmas 2025.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. As for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she left her medication, so she stumbled out the door into the snow. When they found her Christmas morning, at the scene of the attack, there were hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claw marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking it so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Uncle Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, up her gifts or send them back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Now the goose is on the table and the pudding made of pig,
silver candle that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves.
They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Grandma got run over by a reindeer
long white beard. Shouldn't he be at the shopping mall? Not down here at the honky tonk. And I was mad as I could be when I caught my baby on Santa's knee. Well, I caught my baby on Santa's knee. He sure was a big surprise to me. Squeezing my honey with his Christmas paws. Where in the world is Mrs. Claus? Doesn't he live in the cold North Pole? Not down here in my watering hole. And I was mad as I could be when I caught my baby on Santa's knee. Gets a taste of my fist.
What in the winter wonderland's going on over here? Oh, 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 she's just telling me what she wants. For telling you what she wants, she's a 47-year-old woman. I've been with her 25 years, and I still don't know what she wants. How about you and I take this outside, Kris Kringle? How would you like a lump of coal in your stocking? And I'll knock you right into Christmas Pass with it.
And I was mad as I could be.
I'm gonna tear you up like a present on Christmas morning.
When I caught my baby on Santa's knee.
Would you do something for me? It's a lot to ask, I know. But I hear you're headed north. It can't hurt to ask, and so would you take this silver bell hanging on the little tree behind my mama's house? Ought to mean a lot to me. A cowgirl in South Texas in the cold November wind, with too many miles behind and a dream that's getting thin. I won't make it home this year. Alberta's just too far away. Say hi to all the old gang. Tell my mom I'm okay. I won't make it home for Christmas. My silver bell will ring for me high up on the hillside. It'll bless that little Christmas tree. For it's the giving, not the taking. Though we're far apart, it's the best that I can bring. My little bell will ring with all the love that's in my heart. Fairgrounds, she was riding all alone. Put my truck up on the highway, headed north to San Antonio. And her words stayed in my heart. Little bell stayed with me too. I'll keep my promise to you, girl. May your dreams someday come true. I won't make it home for Christmas. My little bell will ring for me
aside is bless that little Christmas tree. For it's the giving, not the taking, though we're far apart. It's the best that I can bring, my little bell will ring with all the love that's in my heart. Best that I can bring, my little bell will ring with all the love that's in my heart.
I'm Carol Baker. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back Country Christmas. And I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
One holy night in Bethlehem, they heard the angels sing to a carpenter, a mother, and a king.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor in time for Christmas 2025. With that mentioned, this next guest has been paving his way into the history books of country music, just like his beloved granddad, Floyd Kramer, did back in the 60s. With that mentioned, this next guest is very much also keeping alive his grandfather's music as well as legacy, with such classics as Last Date and also his Christmas albums. It is a true honor to welcome our good friend Jason Coleman to our program today, just in time for Christmas 2025. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to this next guest with this up-to-date interview with him. And then following this interview and Christmas visit, we will hear an all-time classic by his late grandfather, Floyd Kramer, and I'll Be Home for Christmas. So with that, here now is my good friend and a good friend of yours, Mr. Jason Coleman, much beloved grandson of none other than legendary Floyd Kramer.
Hey, Johnny, good to talk to you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the air. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Yeah, ready or not, Christmas is here, I suppose.
Yes, it is. That's for sure. It comes fast.
Every year.
That's right. So you were born into a famous family, the grandson, of course, of Floyd Kramer. What was it like growing up?
For me, you know, when I was a kid, I was very close with my granddad. I was 12 when he passed away, but up until then, we were close. We lived close by here in Nashville, always were together. But, you know, when you're a kid, you know, I knew he was a famous piano player, and we played piano together.
Yes.
I played piano as long as I can remember. But to me, he was always just my granddad, first and foremost. You know, we knew he was famous. We knew he was outperforming and all that. But when you were around the house, he was just granddad. My little brother and I'd go to grandma and granddad's house and, you know, and spend the night and have sleepovers like you do with your grandparents.
Of course.
All the normal things.
Yeah.
And so for me, growing up, it was nothing really special. It was only really, you know, after he passed away and I got older and got more serious about music and started to really, really just discover what a huge, huge impact that he had during his life and career, you know, on piano and country music especially. And even now, this many years later, he's still, that impact still so strong.
Exactly, yes. And so would you have gotten into the piano playing due in part to your grandfather, or would you have found it either way?
It's hard to know because it's all I've ever known. It's
yes.
All I've ever loved. I mean, I've never not played piano since I was just, I mean, 2, 3, 4 years old. I was picking melodies out. I took piano lessons as a kid, not from my granddad, but from, you know, different piano teachers, and that was good. It let me sort of learn the fundamentals somewhere else, and then I could bring all that home, and then he could show me the fun tricks to get to do. And so I always knew, I mean, as a kid and all through growing up, you know, I just wanted to be like granddad one day.
Okay.
I wanted to just get to play piano. I didn't know what form that would take, and especially as I got into, you know, my teenage and even college years, didn't know whether, you know, I actually could make a living, you know, playing music, and because it's not an easy road for anybody. But I've been very fortunate, very blessed for my entire life to get to not just play music, but actually to get to make a career of it. It's just been so much fun, but such an honor to get to do, you know, in some small way to carry on that Floyd Kramer legacy where he left off
exactly
really earlier than he should have, and, and to get to do that has been really pretty special.
And you've also paved your own way as well as your grandfather's legacy in the country music.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I could never separate his style and his legacy from what I do. It's sort of baked into me, and I'm proud of that. And I carried that Floyd Kramer family name and legacy as sort of as a badge of honor. It's something I've always been proud to carry on, but also not something that I ever just want to rest on that and let that be all that I ever am and all that I ever do. It's been a fun journey to sort of find my own way. As an undercurrent below whatever I'm doing.
Yes, okay. But as I was saying, you're also paving your own way into the music books too, in your own style of music, like with the Jason Coleman Show and that sort of thing.
Yeah, for a lot of years I go out and tour and play concerts, traditional concerts in person at these theaters, and a lot of the shows are very much in tribute to, the Nashville sound and the history that my granddad was involved in. But yes. In recent years, back in 2020, when the whole world took a different turn with the pandemic, and of course I wasn't able to go out and tour for a long time, and we just sort of started something here at our house, really on sort of a whim, that has turned into something that's really changed the course of what I'm doing. Back in those early weeks when we all were stuck in our homes, we turned on the camera here in our living room, literally in our home, my wife and my little boy and I, and popped it on Facebook and played a few songs from our living room, and then we said, well, let's do it again next week. And then the next week we did it again, and the next, and we're now more than 5.5 years into what we call the Jason Coleman Show.
Nice.
It literally is from our home, from our living room piano. I hop on, and basically I'm making my own piano TV show each week that is centered around each episode of a different concert, centered around a different theme that we go back and, I play the songs and I tell the stories behind the songs, and a lot of them are connected to Granddad, but a lot of them are not. A lot of them are just, all style of from country to gospel to just, old standards. But it's just a way of, during that time, during the, that crazy pandemic time, it was a way of just staying connected with people.
And keeping sane, if I may say, yes.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, we had nothing to do, nowhere to go, couldn't see anybody, and so it was just a way to stay connected. But even here in the year since, it's amazing to see how many people, I think, not even just still have a love for Floyd Kramer, but have just a love and desire for just the good old music that you don't hear anymore. And
exactly.
I know people like you are keeping it alive too, but it's just been a way to sort of, I think, connect people with memories of days gone by and of loved ones, and of all of, all these songs just have a
deep meaning,
a connection with them. Yeah, a very deep meaning. And so the Jason Coleman Show has since I don't even know what the numbers are these days, and it doesn't really matter, but we reach a lot of people, and WSM Radio here in Nashville has actually picked up the show, and we broadcast on Sunday night on WSM. Sort of it's a video, obviously we have the camera, but for WSM Radio, we take sort of just a music version of the show.
Exactly,
it runs broadcast out. It's just opened a lot of doors and led to a lot of new connections that I would have never imagined, coming into that time, and it's been really, really pretty fun to be a part of, for our whole family too.
So let's go back to some of your Christmas recordings. Of course, your first album was a Christmas album, I understand.
It sure was. I went to Belmont University here in Nashville for college, studied music business, and one of the things that I wanted to do while I was in college, I was just, 20 years old, and I wanted to put together my first real album, and it was sort of half just for fun and half for to get some digs done for school with part of the recording, and so I got all the things together and put together my very first album. It's called Merry Little Christmas.
Yes.
And nothing better than Christmas music.
Exactly. I agree. Yes, for sure. So what was it like growing up at Christmas time, for instance?
Oh, Christmas time was always a big deal in our family. I mean, I grew up with a lot of family here in Nashville nearby, and so, on Christmas Day, ran the tour of all the grandparents and all the cousins, and everybody get together, and we still have the old home movies and coming down the hall and seeing what Santa left us, and it was, family has always been such a huge part of my life, of my music certainly, but of my life, and even now, my grandma Mary Kramer is 91 years old, and we still go to grandma's house on Christmas night for dinner. We all get together. She fixes the food. Gets a little help these days from my mom and my aunt and the family, but it's always been a big to-do, and we just get together, and there's a lot of laughing. There's a lot of music. You know, we always gather around the piano and play some songs, and I'll play, and now my little boy, and everybody will play, and it's just a lot of love, a lot of laughter.
Exactly. That's the way it should be, for sure, yeah. So let's look at some of your grandfather's Christmas recordings. I understand he had two albums.
He did. Yeah, in fact, the first one he released in the late 60s, I believe it was, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. It's one that, if you look at the album cover, it has my granddad, my grandma Mary, and then my mom, Donna, my aunt Diane, when they were just little girls on the album cover. They're decked out in their Christmas finest and have the presents, and my mom still tells the story. She remembers that going in to get the pictures for the album. What she remembers, though, is it was the middle of July, and it was blazing hot outside, and they all had to dress up in their Christmas, clothes and go for the photography. And then the worst part, though, was, of course, it's the album cover's full of those presents, big old gift wrap presents.
And, for sure.
And my mom and my aunt, after the photo shoot, unwrapped the presents and were pretty disappointed to find they were all empty. Christmas in July there. I love all the arrangements that was there. That was from that era, really in its heyday of the national sound. It had all the great 18 players as a part of that. You know, it just feels like vintage Christmas. And then later on, it was maybe 1989 or somewhere around there.
Okay.
He sort of re-recorded that album. He re-recorded a lot of the similar arrangements, added a couple of songs, and sort of did a re-release of that, and We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And that version of the album, if you can find the album cover, has a lot of family photos on there. And that was just a couple of years after I was born. And so he sort of expanded the cover to not just include, he and his girls, but also all the grandkids, all the whole family was involved. And I like both of the albums. One of them feels very vintage, very 60s country, Nashville. Yes. And then the other one, feels a little more modern, but still has that smooth Floyd Kramer kind of style to it.
Exactly. And the Slipknot.
Oh, yes. All those Slipknots are all over the place.
For sure. For sure. So how did he come up with the Slipknot idea?
Yeah, so he would say the Slipknot was not really a new idea or a new way of playing, but he was the one that really sort of just cemented its popularity. The first song, the origin of it actually was Hank Lachlan's Please Help Me, I'm Falling.
Yes, of course.
Famous record, and it had, Granddad was on that record. He was on the session, and of course that piano intro and the piano all throughout there was Granddad, and it had the Slipknot. So that was the first song that really featured that. And it actually, Don Robertson was the songwriter and played the demo recording of it in a similar kind of style, and which again was modeled after really the sound that a steel guitar or a fiddle makes.
Of course, yeah.
almost bend the notes. Of course, with the piano, you can't bend the strings or bend the notes. You got to play them one by one. He made the piano sound more like those instruments where you can sort of slide the note, and he would say you hit the wrong note first, and then you slip up to the right note, and that's what he would do. That slip note is just you're playing usually the whole tone, right above or below what is supposed to be the correct note, and then you immediately play what is the correct note.
And combine the two of them.
And so Please Help Me, I'm Falling was early in 1960 when that record came out, and of course was just a monster success. And it was Chet Atkins who produced the record, and who was, friends with Granddad, and mm-hmm. helped Granddad get established in Nashville as a session player. He, I think, told Granddad, Floyd, you ought to write a new song to really showcase this style, because it was so new and so fresh. And so the story goes that Granddad had been playing with this little melody, and he added the slip note to it, and a few months later you had Last Date. I mean, locked in that style, as even today, more than 60 years later, I mean, you hear that kind of style and you say that's Floyd Kramer. It's to have that style so synonymous with your name is something pretty extraordinary. I think it's what made him
so sought after, so beloved,
absolutely.
So looking at the year of 2026, what else do we have in plan for you?
Still traveling, still touring, had a few concerts here on the books for the spring, and more to be announced as the year goes on, and still continuing the Jason Coleman show.
Nice.
Here from home, that's continuing to grow. So really just continuing on the path that we've sort of built here for the last few years, and just continuing to make more and more music.
For sure.
It's always fun, and I like both sides of it. I love getting out and traveling. I love getting to perform in person and meet folks that way. Obviously, there's nothing like the live concert experience for sure. I love that, but I also love, you know, for people who, you know, if I can't play everywhere, I can't be
That's
everywhere.
True.
So having the shows to be able to connect online, you know, that way has just been really huge to get to stay connected with people who I might never otherwise get to meet in person. So it's fun to sort of keep both things going.
And do you find that while you're out performing that there's still a fan base for your grandfather's music? I imagine you do.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, it's been nearly 30 years. He passed away in 1997.
Yes.
And so for this, I mean, it's been an entire generation since he's passed away. It still blows my mind to see how many people have such a deep connection with his music. And it's been interesting, you know, when I first started doing this, you know, I mean, really 15, 20 years ago, it was people at that time were the ones, maybe of the generation, who lived his music in their lives and in their, you know, high school years and all that. Well, now as time has gone on, it feels more and more like people who will say, this is my mom and dad's favorite song. This
exactly.
was, you know, and it reminds them of their parent, of their grandparents, and there's such a deep connection, you know, not just with even them directly with my granddad, but with their loved ones, many of whom have passed away now. You know, we'll always remember that Last Date was the song at my, you know, high school dance or my parents' wedding, or we played at their funeral or wherever those momentous, you know, occasions in life may come.
Sure.
Granddad's music has been a part of that. So it shouldn't surprise me by now, but it always just surprises me how much he's meant to so many people.
Yes, okay. And so I guess the last question for today would be, what song of yours or your grandfather's can I play off the Christmas album?
Oh, wow. Honestly, it's hard to pick a favorite.
Yes.
I will say my favorite Christmas song of my own, whether I play it or whether I hear it from someone else, is Oh Holy Night. And I've recorded that one on my Merry Little Christmas album. But gosh, Granddad's album, I mean, every one of those songs is a winner. So Donnie, you pick which one from Granddad's album you want to play off, because you can't go wrong with any Floyd Kramer tune.
We hope to see you down the road at some point and to have you back on, hopefully in the new year.
Absolutely. I'd love it. Thank you so much.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
friends. I do hope y'all enjoyed that fizzle with none other than Floyd Kramer's grandson, Jason Coleman, of also WSM 650 Nashville, Tennessee's Jason Coleman Show. With that mentioned, I would like to once again pay tribute to an all-time classic recitation that Grandpa Jones recorded many years ago. I believe it was December 1969 this classic came out, and it has enriched our lives, but also the lives of many out there who celebrate this time of year. With that, I would like to pay tribute to the all-time classic called A Christmas Guest, and this will also be dedicated in loving memory of anyone who is missing someone at this time of year like we are on the Woodlock Ranch. With that, I'd like to dedicate this to y'all out there today, and once again pay tribute to that all-time classic called The Christmas Guest by, yes, Grandpa Jones.
Grandpa made one of the greatest records, not only Christmas records. Grandpa Jones made one of the greatest records, I think, that's ever been made. Maybe we ought to just listen to what he did, the beautiful recitation that he did called The Christmas Guest.
It happened one day near December's end. Two neighbors called on an old-time friend, and they found his shop so meager and mean, made gay with a thousand boughs of green. And Conrad was sitting with face a-shine when he suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine, and he said, "Old friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, I'm coming your guest to be. So I've been busy with feet astir, strewing my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread and the kittle is shine, and over the rafters the holly is twined. And now I'll wait for my Lord to appear and listen closely, so I will hear his step as he nears my humble place. And I open the door and look on his face." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known. For long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision he had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn and all of his clothes were ragged and worn. But Conrad was touched, and he went to the door and he said, "Your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that will keep you warmer, too." So with grateful heart, the man went away. But Conrad noticed the time of day, and he wondered what made the Lord so late and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more, a bent old lady with a shawl of black, with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away, and the Lord hadn't come as he said he would, and Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood. When out of the stillness he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me, where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who had wandered away and was lost from our family on Christmas Day. Again, Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he should make the little girl glad. So he called her in and wiped her tears and quieted all her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own darkened door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and knelt down to pray. And he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." When soft in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. 3 times my shadow crossed your floor. 3 times I came to your lowly door. For I was the beggar with bruised cold feet. I was the woman you gave something to eat. And I was the child on the homeless street. 3 times I knocked, 3 times I came in, and each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best. I was honored to be your Christmas guest."
Now, friends, we have reached the end of the second hour of the Way Back Country Christmas for 2025. With that mentioned, I would like to once again send us into the third and final hour here this morning. With that mentioned, I would like to once again send us into the third and final hour with a couple of classic gospel favorites. First of all, I would like to make mention that my good friends from Guelph, Ontario, John and Kathy, recently sent me a collection of Christmas favorites on Christmas vinyl albums for the program here. So I'd like to dedicate the next 2 songs to them today. And first, there'll be an all-time favorite by none other than former Governor Jimmy Davis, the man we all remember as the former governor of Louisiana, and his all-time classic called "No Room at the Inn." And then we'll follow that with an all-time favorite by Ivan Hicks from Down East, and he did a beautiful version of the old Eddie Arnold song called "Christmas Christmas." With that, we'll be back following this on the other side of the third and final hour. Good morning, friends, and I hope to talk to y'all on the other side of the hour.
We read in the Bible the true word of God, how Joseph sought a place for Mary one night. Each place that he went, these words he was told: "No room at the inn for another soul. No room at the inn," they told Joseph. "No place for Mary to sleep. Surely they could see how worried was he when told no room at the inn." The Christ child was born to Mary that night. His bed was a manger of hay. This won't be in vain if for him you will live and let him reign in your heart today. No room at the inn, they told Joseph. No place for Mary to sleep. Surely they could see how worried was he when told no room at the inn.
Bobbles and tinsel, I saw the lights all aglow. I watched the hustle and bustle of crowds rushing to and fro, talking of gifts and giving, of programs, music and song, and everyone weary and tired, wishing Christmas was over and gone. Buying, selling, and trading, little love did I see anywhere. Where is the real joy of Christmas? Is it just a big empty show? Is there no real heart searching for the Christ who came long ago? Came as a babe to a manger, showing God's love to man. But he went to a cross on Mount Calvary, where he bore our sin and shame. Where is the peace he brought us? Why so much misery and pain? I'm sure many fail to remember, and some may not even know. Christmas should be remembering Jesus who came long ago. Let us pause in this busy traffic. Let us stop and invite him in. Let Christ bring the real joy of Christmas. Let us worship our Lord and our King.
C is for the Christ child, born upon this day. H for herald angels in the night. R for our Redeemer. I for Israel. S is for the sun that shone so bright. T is for three wise men. They who traveled far. M is for the manger where he lay. A is for what he stands for. Shepherds came, and that's why there's a Christmas day. And that's why there's a Christmas day.
Who goes there?
Who, me? I'm Johnny Woodlock.
Oh, well, then that's okay. Okay, who, may I ask, are you?
Well, I'm your old host with the most country western music, and this time of year, Christmas music. Right here on the Way Back Country Christmas, airing every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 over historic CFRC 119 FM. Stay tuned here, friends, and Merry Country Christmas.
Oh, well, then that's okay.
Well, yes, friends, once again, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back program. We are sitting on the other side of the third and final hour of this morning's program. I'd also like to share that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of the old St. Lawrence Seaway. I'd also like to remind y'all that we can also be heard via CFRC 119 FM in downtown Kingston, Limestone City of Canada. And we can also be heard throughout the Durham and Greater Toronto areas through www.oshawarocks.com, as well as through our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. I would like to welcome y'all here to the third and final hour of today's program with a collection of great Hank Snow favorites, as tomorrow marks the 26th anniversary of his sad passing at the age of 85 in 1999, on December 22nd. With that mentioned, growing up, I always idolized this man's music and always had a great admiration for his style of singing. And so today I will pay tribute to him with a double feature. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic called Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey. And then we'll follow that with an all-time favorite, and this time it's going to be a personal favorite of mine, called Letter to Santa. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in throughout the Greater Toronto area and also the Kingston area. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Everyone knows about Rudolph, our fleet-footed friend from the north, who lights Santa's way through the darkness as he drives his sleigh back and forth. But there's someone else we should mention if we want the whole story told. He